Hello.
Hi, is this Mr. Peters?
Who's speaking, please?
My name is Allison. I'm calling from a home health care agency, Family First Care. You had spoken to Mimi in regards to services.
Yeah.
I just wanted to touch base with you. I work as an enrollment specialist for Medicaid long-term care. Is that something that you were interested in, or did you have any questions about how to begin?
Well, no. What it is I have a broken shoulder right now. So my right arm is completely I just woke up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I just got finished getting dressed. I'm actually able to get myself dressed. Without
okay.
So, this medicine I'm taking, I use wipes to give myself sponge bath.
Okay.
I can't climb in the shower. It's just not possible. But on August 11th, I go back and I see my ortho. So the only thing I need is transportation.
Okay. Now, do you have so you said you got surgery on your shoulder? You broke your shoulder?
Yeah, I didn't have surgery on my shoulder. I just broke the darn thing.
Okay, sorry. So did you go to the hospital, get that looked at? Okay.
Yeah,
did they set you up with anything like post-discharge?
Well, they set me up with post-discharge instruction.
Yeah.
Use your arm.
Okay. They didn't set you up with any care, though, correct?
No.
Okay. If you have the discharge paperwork, do you have a Medicare provider like Aetna, Cigna, United Healthcare, Independence?
Maximus.
What was it?
Maximus.
No, so that's a part of the state. That's the department of the state that deals with long-term care and Medicaid applicants.
Well, Maximus is the one dealing with my transportation. They give me 30 rides a year, and they're the ones apparently that are paying for it.
Wait, how are you paying for that? What is it processed through?
Highmark Whole Care.
Got it. There you go. Okay.
Rides, they give me 30 rides a year. From what I understand, Maximus is who backs that up. And my rides have exhausted, and I requested more. They said no, so I appealed it. They said no. So I appealed it again. They sent me a paper. Do you want a hearing? And I said, yeah, I want a hearing. I want to tell these idiots that my wife has a car and she has a job. Her schedule is erratic.
Yeah.
The doctor appointment's coming up. I'm going to have therapy appointments coming up. And I'm going to need to be able to get to those appointments. And I can take SEPTA, but SEPTA doesn't go to some of the places that I have to go to. It involves.
Got it. So you need MATP, correct?
MATP, yes, that's it. That's
okay. So I got it now. So, okay. So the program, it's the Community Health Choices Medicaid. You definitely can go through welfare, because not only will it get you the home care services, they create like a whole plan of care, so it includes the home care as well as the MATP if you want Meals on Wheels, all of that. The only thing is, since it runs through welfare, they're gonna go through, and it seems like you already went through it, but they go over financial income resources,
right?
And they will combine yours and your wife's because you guys are spouses, so under the same roof. So
yeah,
that's probably why.
Yeah, and
let
she has a car, and if she's available to take me somewhere, she will.
Yeah.
But the problem is,
of course,
she's not available because
she has to work.
She's a pet sitter.
Yeah.
And she has clients who will call at the last minute at 1 o'clock or 10 o'clock in the morning.
Got it.
Even at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and they need her to come over and take care of the cats that night, the following morning.
And okay.
Depending on what time she can get there, and if one of my appointments conflicts with that, she has to take care of her job first, and I have to
figure out. Yeah, of course.
And I'm gonna.
It's unfortunate.
I'm paying for the Uber.
Got it. Okay. So this, I wouldn't say the waiver program would be definite. Like, that's more for physically disabled and aged individuals to have a home health aide. If it's right. just the MATP, I would go straight through welfare for Medicaid. So you can have the long-term care Medicaid for Community Health Choices. Community Health Choices is the Medicaid, is the long-term care.
Right. That's if I need somebody here with, you know, taking care of me. I don't need that. I'm able to cook, you know.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah.
I'm able to dress myself. It's difficult getting dressed. It takes me like 15 minutes.
No, so you don't have to go on to the program, like onto the, so you're allowed to have Community Health Choices Medicaid without actually getting the waiver program, which is the long-term support services. Community
right.
Health Choices Medicaid, they can do MATP through.
Okay.
It's just long-term support services Medicaid. So you could get different things as well, like if you need durable medical equipment at all during this time, like if you need like railings, chair in the shower. But I don't know if it's because if it would qualify for LTSS. I'm trying to see, and I'm looking at the MATP website right now.
I have a shower chair. My wife is an OT.
Okay.
And she knows different ways of doing things. And she's very good at her job. And
yeah.
She's not doing that. She's not doing that anymore.
Got it.
She was doing it. She wishes she could continue doing it, but she got blacklisted because she worked for a number of skilled nursing facilities who were committing fraud. They were having PTs do evaluations that an OT should do, and then ask her to knock on her. She said no. And they wound up figuring out how to fire her. She went through, and within a five-year period, about 10 different corporations that ran skilled nursing facilities,
mm-hmm.
most of which have now changed their names and have a new CEO.
Yeah.
The federal government tapped her as a witness for the prosecution.
Okay.
They went after them. And when the recruiters and the facilities found out about that,
mm-hmm.
they didn't want to talk to her anymore.
Okay.
And the thing is, she couldn't prove anything because they changed their systems to where you needed a code to print something.
Got it.
She couldn't print out the paperwork proof of the fraud. It was only her word, and she wasn't the only one, but the others refused to cooperate because they wanted to keep their jobs.
Got it. Okay.
I had a job at the time, and we were able to survive off my income.
Yeah.
Right now, we're pretty much, I get Social Security, I get full benefit.
Okay.
She gets partial because she's on early retirement, but she cannot. She can't get her full benefit until she's 67 because they changed the rules because I was born in 1956.
Yeah.
I get full retirement. People born in 57 get full retirement.
Exactly. Yeah.
People born in 58 have to be 66.
People born in
66 in 4 months. People born in 60, 66 in 8 months. And people born in 61 have to be 67.
Yeah.
Social Security Administration, I knew that I saw it coming. I knew that they were going to have to do that because of the amount of money in it. Now, Trump is in there trying to reduce benefits for people like to cut our food and everything else.
I know.
Well, my food comes from the state. It doesn't come from the federal government.
Yeah.
So Trump can kiss my ass. I don't care. Years ago, I had a contract with a guy, and we were working on a building that Trump was building in Atlanta.
Yeah.
He bankrupted it.
Yeah, I want to say my grandfather has a similar story. There's very limited that I could say on a recorded line, which is no, I empathize with you.
No. I lost $20,000 to $30,000 because of him.
I get it.
The guy that I was working with was wound up going bankrupt himself. I fortunately had another job because of my career certifications. I knew three other guys who went belly up because of him. Mm-hmm. So I wish the kid hadn't missed, but Trump's still alive. And
yeah.
It's a damn shame that people in this country, I mean, they elected the village idiot twice, and then they turn around and elect Trump. What is wrong with this country?
So I just want to bring it back to, I did find while we were talking, the transportation program, you can apply for it by yourself,
right,
like separately. And I can give you the number for it if you would like, and you can call in there and see how to get an application. It seems like they have somebody come out and do, help you fill out the application, but there is, you're allowed to apply for that specific program separately than with the home care and everything.
All right. So they, included with my discharge papers was a page that listed available resources for various things in the state.
Yeah.
Well, of the two resources, I did not qualify for either one because I am ambulatory. I am capable of climbing onto a bus or a train. What
Got
they didn't get is, yeah, the bus can get me to a certain spot, but then I got to walk. And I've got a bad hip. And, yeah, I can walk. I try and get out and walk regularly. But once,
okay,
the hip, once the right hip starts kicking in, that's it. I'm done.
Yeah.
I got to sit down. So, and I'm writing with my left. Let's see if I can do this. All right, what's the phone number?
Let me see. I just opened up several tabs because I was doing some research. Give me one second.
Right now, I'm working on trying to get a tub.
Got it. Oh,
a safe tub. It's got the door. You open it, swings.
Yeah.
In.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm working on trying to get that, and I've gotten two quotes so far, both of which are ridiculously high.
If you do spend that money down with income and asset wise, you may qualify for the Community Health Choices Medicaid, because I only say that because you can do other at-home modifications, which includes, like, if you need any other bathroom modifications.
The tub is what I'm going after. My wife is all pissed off at me because we have a door that needs to be replaced. I can replace the door once my arm heals.
Yeah.
Hopefully before wintertime. And I can buy the door. I got a quote from Lowe's for the door, which is more than I got a quote for.
Yeah.
I'm getting quotes on door, frame, storm door. It's all one package. It comes in a box. I punch out what's in, you know, I punch out the door that's there now and get rid of the whatever material around it, set this thing in it. Figure out, okay, I might need a couple of 1x4s. I've got the tools to make those, cut them to size. I've got the tools to attach them to the walls. And then I've got the tools to put the frame, the door into that framing that I have put in the shims, get it all leveled and squared, and nail it in place. I can do that. And I've got somebody who can help me do that. I would love to have somebody come in and just put it in, but Grant always wanted $5,200-something.
Jeez.
Told him to please close the door from the other side. And Lowe's gave me a quote of around $3,000.
Okay.
I was like, So now the quotes on the bathroom, right now I have one that is $17,000. With a jetted tub, $15,000 without the jetted tub. I got a quote from another guy for $10,500 for the whole package. And I told him I need it in writing. I need the quote.
Yeah.
And he tried to tell me that they can't give me anything unless I sign a contract. I'm not signing a contract because in Pennsylvania, you sign a contract, you got 3 days of rescission.
Yeah.
Well, in the process of signing that contract, it's basically locking me in. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that. You guys are taking advantage of me.
Yeah.
And you told me you specialize in veterans affairs. You're full of shit.
Do you go through VA?
VA shot me down. I haven't committed anything from the VA because, A, I was never in combat.
Okay.
B, I'm in for 14 years, four active and reserve. You're welcome. I haven't been able to get a squat from the VA, and really, I don't care because I spent a year and a half in Hawaii working for the Navy.
Got
taking
it.
Taking fire alarms on the bases out there, Pearl, Hickam, Kaneohe, Camp Smith, a couple other places. And I was basically doing a job that was protecting those who protect us.
Mm-hmm.
I saw firsthand evidence of these guys who come back from those wars.
Yeah.
PTSD, the max, some of them shot the shit. They need the money more than I do.
Yeah. Okay.
I just need transportation.
Yeah, so I have that number for you, the MATP for Montgomery County, okay?
MATP, Montgomery County.
That's where you're located, correct?
Yeah, it's Montgomery County Assisted Transportation Program, right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought it stood for. Okay, what's the number?
It is 215.
Okay.
542. 7433.
That number does not sound familiar to me. So I'm pretty sure that's one I have not yet called.
There you go. So it says if you would like to schedule a ride or have any questions, please call that number for Montgomery MATP data. So call in there. If you have any questions, feel free to give me a call back. I do home care services. I can try to help with the welfare transportation, but this is the best that I can come up with on the spot, but I can definitely look into it. And if I see anything else, I can let you know.
That would be terrific. And by the way, I have a hole in my brain. What's your name again?
It's okay. My name is Allison.
Allison, I spoke to you before.
Probably.
I recognize that name. You and I spoke before.
Did we?
And you said you were going to get back to me with this information, which you just did. Thank you.
I believe I did. Hold on. Mr. Peters.
Yeah, you did speak to me before, and you told me you were going to look into getting me transportation, and you did exactly that. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We have you under a different – I don't know if I have you in here. I'm trying to see.
No, all the state agencies that I've talked to have not called me back.
Got it.
And it really pisses me off because you can at least have the politeness to call me back and say, I'm sorry, we can't help you.
Yeah.
But they didn't even do that. They just ignored me. At least VA called me back and told me, we've tried to do everything we have available, can't do a thing for you. I talked to Napoleon Nelson, my local rep. He was not able to help me. Madeline Dean, this woman, was not able to help me.
Yeah.
Senator Haywood, my senator, was not able to help me. They referred me to Congressman Dwight Evans, who is in a different district. And I talked to a fellow in his office by the name of Jeff Hackett.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he told me which buses to take to get 7174 Ogontz Avenue, open 9 to 5. I can catch the 77 out here. That takes me into Cedarbrook Plaza, and I can catch the number 6 bus. I have to take it's either the 18 or the 22 down to the interchange at Ogontz Avenue. Catch the number 6 bus, and that will take me to 7174 Ogontz. It's a royal pain in the ass to do it, but I'm willing to try it, providing the weather's good.
Of course.
And the kind of heat and humidity we've been experiencing lately. I go out and I'm done.
Yeah, absolutely. I can only imagine.
why I would prefer a car come get me and take me where I need to go.
Yeah, so definitely call in, see what they have to offer, see if you're able to. It looks like you are able to apply for that program separately. And if you need anything, have any questions, just give me a call back, okay?
Okay, and your number is, I wrote that down.
That's okay. Do you want me to give it to you again?
Is it, it's not there. I spoke to somebody named Heidi, Nurse Care Management. Now, I do not see your number. Okay, you are Allison?
Yep.
Okay, Allison. With one L or two?
Two.
Two L's. And your number?
It is 267-551. 7421. You can put home care assistance, home care, Medicaid assistance if you ever need it.
Home care, Medicaid. Assistance.
Because I deal with like, applications for home and community-based services through welfare. I do know a good deal about it, so just if you have any questions, don't hesitate to call.
Okay.
Or I could definitely like try and point you in the right direction if it's like ERAP, LIHEAP, definitely something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I will definitely
call. Okay.
My cat knocked everything off my table yesterday, and I lost my major pen.
Oh, I hate that.
I have a really nice pen. It's got the little thingy on the end of it that I can use on the cell.
Got it.
They probably knocked it under the couch because that's where I found my glass.
Now, Mr. Peters, do you have any other questions?
No, that's about it. I should be able
All
to.
Right.
All right. Thank you very much.
It was
much.
A pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for your time. Take care and best of luck with everything.
Thank you for your assistance. I really
of course. My pleasure. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.